The lines are open for you to get in touch with the show this morning. Producer Steve, producer Joan are ready to take your calls. Today, this hour of the programme, should Ian Brady be allowed to die? Yesterday, the killer, who likened himself to Jack the Ripper, attended a mental health hearing. His wish is to be allowed to leave Ashworth Psychiatric Hospital, where he's being force-fed by Tube, and be allowed to return to mainstream jail, where he can let himself die. Key question for the opening hour of this morning's show: should we grant him his wish? If you picked up a paper this morning, it doesn't take the likes of me to point out the media is dominated by coverage of this story. This, of course, is your show, your opportunity to express your personal views. Should Ian Brady be allowed to die? Bill's there for us in Barrow. Good morning, Bill.
Hello there.
Should Ian Brady be allowed to die?
There's pros and there's cons with it, isn't there, really? If you think about it, Ian is allowed to die, it's as if he's got away with it and got out of it. He should be made to suffer in exactly the same way that he's made other people suffer. But at the same time, what's it costing in taxpayers' money to keep him alive?
Anne's there for us in Wigton. Good morning, Anne.
Morning.
Should we grant this wish? Should Ian Brady be allowed to die?
No, he shouldn't. Definitely not. He didn't grant any wishes when the poor lady was still alive, wanting to know where her son was. And why should we grant him them?
Hello there, Ed.
Hello.
How are we, sir? Are you there?
Yes.
Should Ian Brady be allowed to die?
Well, I'd like to put a slight different slant on this. I don't believe he deserves any concessions whatever. But the point I want to make is I have got a nephew who is a prison officer. Have the people who want to allow him to die thought about the prison officer who's going to have to sit there and look after this man dying and watch him die? It's a terrible thing they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. I met the public hangman, the man who was Pierpoint's assistant, 50-odd years ago, and he said to me, personally, you'll get nobody to hang people in future because it's a terrible thing to have to do, and I still wake up at night remembering people I've hung. He said, they get hold of you and say, please don't kill me, and I wake up at night with these people in front of me saying, please don't hang me. And what a point I'm making is, all these people that want him to be allowed to die, the situation is that some prison officers will have to actually watch him do it. And should we put that on some other human being's head?
Many listeners to BBC Radio Cumbria, I'm sure, hearing, understanding what you have to say. Many listeners to BBC Radio Cumbria, I should imagine, quite happy to take the place of those prison wardens.
Would they? Would they? The hangman said to me, it's a very difficult job to get anybody to do. And most people talk about hanging people, but they would never do it. And I believe he was right. There's a lot of people. I've been in positions where I've had to actually arrest people, and they've not actually gone to prison, but they've been in threat of going to prison. And these people, oh, it's an easy job. It isn't. It's not an easy job. At the end of the day, these people are very good, but at the end of the day, they don't realise. I mean, I used to be inspection officer of railways, and they used to get rail tickets. Would they like to wake up at night like I do, seeing bodies under trains?
Hmm.
What I'm saying to you is, I'm not making a point about myself, but what I'm saying is, how many people in Cumbria said, I'll go and hang somebody? Nobody. They don't really realise what they're talking about, because the situation is, there's some poor prison officer somewhere going to have to look after him.
Back at 9 a.m., Kevin Furnio here on BBC Radio Cumbria.